Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. We've done some pretty fascinating explorations before, but today we're tackling a story that you might think you already know. We're going to be taking a deep dive into the Book of Ruth, but get ready for a twist because we're going to be going way beyond that surface level love story thing.
Right.
Yeah. With these sources you've given me, we're going to be talking about ancient Israelite society, how their economics worked, and even, we might even find some hints about some really important historical figures, like foreshadowing.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's really cool about the Book of Ruth is how it takes these personal journeys and these bigger kind of societal structures and shows how they are all intertwined. It's like a tiny little picture of what life in ancient Israel was really like.
Okay, so one of the sources talks about this kinsman redeemer. And I'll be honest, I kind of used to think that just meant buying back property or something. But it sounds like it's way more complicated than that.
Oh, it is for sure. I mean, think of it like a safety net, okay? It's like this really complex safety net that was woven into their entire society and their faith too.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just about the physical property. It was about keeping those family lines going strong, honoring your ancestors, that kind of thing. And the other thing to remember is in ancient Israel, land wasn't just something you bought and sold. It was a gift straight from God.
Right.
So this whole system wasn't just practical. It was deeply spiritual too.
Wow, that really changes how you see things, huh? So in the case of Naomi, she loses her husband and her sons and everything. What would have happened to her and Ruth if they didn't have this system?
Oh man, their situation would have been, to put it mildly, pretty bad. Our sources point out women couldn't inherit land back then.
Right.
If you didn't have a son or a male heir, you were basically at risk of losing everything. You'd be totally destitute. So Boaz stepping in as this kinsman redeemer, he wasn't just, being a nice guy. He was actually fulfilling a really important social and religious duty. He literally saved them.
That's amazing. And then that's where Ruth's decision to stay with Naomi just becomes even more incredible, right?
Mm.
It wasn't just about doing what was expected of her. The sources really make a point of saying that it was an act of love and loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes you think, what made her do it?
It really says a lot about her character, for sure. And if you think about the time period, what our sources describe, it was a time of a lot of upheaval.
Yeah.
Some people think there might have even been a famine going on, or maybe even conflict with the Moabites, which are their neighbors. So you've got this added layer of hardship.
Right.
And in a time like that, even the smallest act of kindness had a huge impact. Ruth's choice to stay with Naomi, it's like a light shining in a time that honestly probably really needed it.
It's crazy. One source even describes it as total moral chaos and confusion. Really paints a picture, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But now this is where things get really interesting.
Okay.
This kind of blew my mind a little bit.
All right.
So you ready for this?
Yeah. Hit me with it.
So we've got to talk about the lineage here. It's something that I feel like people don't really talk about much, but it creates this link between this personal story and, the grand story of Israel. It's a huge deal.
Right.
Okay, so tell me more about this lineage.
All right, so let's talk about Ruth's great-grandson. You ready for this? It turns out that it was no one other than King David.
Whoa, are you serious? That's insane. The implications of that, wow. It's wild how her story connects to such a huge figure.
I know. It's right there in the text. It's amazing. It says, the neighbor women gave him a name, saying, a son has been born to Naomi. They named him Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Ruth 4:1 sign. Just think about it. This seemingly ordinary Moabite woman, through the choices she made, becomes part of the family line of the greatest king of Israel.
It really makes you think about how even the tiniest actions can have these ripple effects that we can't even begin to predict, right?
Yeah.
We always talk about Ruth as a love story, but it's so much more than that. It's about the way their society worked. It's about having faith, even when things are tough. And man, the way God's plan works in ways we never expect.
Exactly. And I think it also makes us think about the choices we make today. What might seem like a small, totally personal decision could actually have effects way beyond our own lives.
Yeah.
We could be shaping the future, even generations to come. We just don't know.
That's a pretty powerful thought. So as we wrap this up, what part of this deep dive really resonated with you? What surprised you or maybe even changed how you see the Book of Ruth?
I think what really gets me is how individual choices and what we call divine providence, you know, God's plan, how those two things come together. It's fascinating. Like, Ruth makes this really brave choice, and it sets off this chain of events that literally changes a nation. It makes me think about all the unseen connections in our own lives, you know?
That's an amazing point. I
Yep.
mean, if Ruth's seemingly small act of loyalty could have such a massive impact, what choices are we making today that might be like our own, like, Ruth moments, you know?
Yeah.
Those times when we choose courage or compassion, or maybe even just, you know, stand by somebody when they're struggling. What kind of ripple effects might those choices have that we can't even imagine? It's
Yeah.
something to think about, isn't it?
It really is. The Book of Ruth just reminds us over and over again that we're all connected and our choices, they matter.
And on that note, I think we're going to wrap up our deep dive into the Book of Ruth. Thanks for listening, everybody. And hey, who knows? Maybe you'll spot some Ruth-like choices out there in the world today. Keep your eyes open.
I will.